Hi, friends. So yesterday, we reframed a past experience, and today, we're reframing a future worry. So most of our brain power is actually consumed with looping thoughts about the past or looping worries about the future. So you can have something that's coming up that's actually supposed to be fun, like your family Christmas party, and it can quickly turn into worrying about all of the things you have to do to prepare, what your mom is going to say about your new hairdo, how spoiled your cousin's kids are and how Christmas is going to be all about them, how much your brother mooches off mom and dad, and all of a sudden, you've lost the entire point of getting together with your loved ones. And that's not even the worst part. When you visualize all of those negative things, you are aligning with that outcome. And when you feel those negative feelings while you're thinking about them, you're attracting them to you. You're making it more likely that those things will occur. You are manifesting all of your worries. What if, instead of allowing all your family drama to actually affect your life experience, you just let those things fly by you? You refuse to consider them. And if and when they happen, you don't absorb it at all. And instead, you focus on the way grandma laughs and how amazing the food tastes. And how grateful you are to have a family in general. And you're even more grateful that you were able to contribute to this amazing, beautiful family gathering. Or what if instead of worrying that you'll never find your purpose, and what if you're destined for this mediocre life, and instead you trusted, you knew that you are meant for greatness. And everything is going to unfold exactly as it should, no matter how long it takes. And until it does unfold, you visualized yourself laughing with this beautiful, perfect family and that feeling of fulfillment, like you're really making a difference in the life of many or the life of one. This is the power of manifesting. When you're in a state of worry, you're closed off. You're stuck in your own loop and it's hard to see anything else. But when you start to look at the future with curiosity and, most importantly, gratitude, you're open to spontaneous opportunities and they somehow find you like magic. And the more you do this, the more new neural connections you'll make. And then one day, your brain just starts doing this for you and you'll sit back and be like, damn, life is good and I am so excited for the future. So take something that's been swirling around in that pretty little head of yours, reframe it, think of only the good, plan for the good, see the good, feel the good, and see what happens to your internal state. And of course, let us all know how it goes. Good luck.